why are we here and why are we doing what we're doing? Our Lord established this table. It is the Lord's table. It's not mine. It's not this congregation. It's the Lord's. When he had celebrated that last Passover on the eve before he went to the cross, he being the Lamb of God. And these emblems that we hold in our hands are all that the Lord has left us by way of picture and type of what this represents. The bread, unleavened, not much to look at, really. The purpose isn't to get full on it, but to be reminded of him who came in the flesh to fulfill all righteousness for sinners such as we are, the bread of life, but unleavened, without sin. And roast with fire, those little burn marks on what we hold here represent what he endured for paying the debt for such sinners as we are. Pretty simple, and yet profound. And in the cup, the wine. Wine in Scripture represents a medicinal drink that was used for healing of wounds, like that man on the way to Jericho that they beat up and left for dead. And Christ, the Good Samaritan, came along, he poured in bread, oil and wine, oil representing the spirit, the wine representing his blood. And that's what the Lord's left us. That's why we're here. That's why we're partaking. It's not just a ritual or ceremony that we do. That's why it's called an ordinance. An ordinance means what the Lord has commanded. We don't call this a sacrament. The sacrament is a religious term that's been put on this because they believe that by partaking somehow they become holier before God. Many are deceived in that. Simple bread, but not just any bread, that which represents Christ the bread, and simple wine that represents his blood. And so in Mark 14, it says, and as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke it and gave to them and said, take, eat, this is my body. That's what it represents, his body, which was broken. That's why he blessed it and broke it. There's no bone of Christ that was broken, but the picture is of wheat that's taken and put through the mill and crushed into flour and then baked and then the bread brought forth. All that's a picture of Christ suffering. Take, eat, this is my body. This is for those that the Lord has been pleased to reveal himself in and for whom he paid the debt. And then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. All those that were there with Christ. Judas had already left at this point. He'd been pointed out as that one who should betray the Son of Man. But in this, it's the Lord's table. It's for the Lord's people. And he said unto them, verse 24, this is my blood of the New Testament. Both are necessary to remember the work of Christ, not only his body, which was prepared for us without sin, but also the blood shed. Had Christ come and lived a perfect life and then ascended into heaven, there would have been no salvation. It would have just proven that he is holy in all his character. But the body and the blood, that's why this is necessary. This is my blood of the New Testament. New in the sense it's not based upon the blood of bulls and goats, as was the Old Testament, but the new, Christ the fulfillment, his shed blood. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. And the original says the many. There are the many. From every tribe, nation, and tongue for whom Christ shed his blood and paid his sin debt and redeemed his people out of this world. He says, verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until the day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. And some would argue that that's still to come. But when was the kingdom of God manifest? It's when Christ rose again from the grave. What did the Lord do? He sought out his disciples. They'd been scattered. He found them. What bid you eat and drink once again the bread and wine with them. That's such a blessing to me to consider that even here, we're not just celebrating some historic fact, but the work of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he accomplished, and that even now, as we partake of this bread and wine, his presence is here with his people by his Spirit in their hearts, singing these hymns and songs right along with us, rejoicing before the Father and saying, behold, I am the people, the children thou hast given me. I can't ever get over that. That's what he's saying. So when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Gracious Father, I thank you for these emblems that you have given us. You know there's no life in the emblem, but in the one that they represent. And so as we partake of the bread, the unleavened bread, may our thoughts be turned to your blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as we partake of the cup, drink this wine, that we remember that it was the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that has put away our sin once for all, and that you now are satisfied and your people justified. Praise, glory, and honor give all unto your Son, and we give you the thanks and praise in his precious name. Amen.